And we're not talking about brachmos tonight. Bonei brachmos. So you're supposed to pause a bit. You're answering amen to your own bracha. I think most people probably say bonei brachmos v'shloim amen, but that's incorrect. It's not ma'akev, of course, but there should be a hefsek between bonei Yerushalayim and amen. You should say it in a way that there's a bracha bonei brachmos v'shloim, and you're answering amen to your own bracha. So you shouldn't wait more than Tachidei Dibur, because then it's an Omen Yusoma, just like anyone, it's an Omen Yusoma. So you have to just pause a bit, that's all. And if you hear someone else making the Bracha Bonei Brachma Yushalayim, you should say Omen after the word Yushalayim. Don't say Omen after he says Omen. The end of the Bracha is with the word Yushalayim. Okay. What?
The guy says the Imru Amen.
That, either way. You should say really together with him. But you could say it afterwards. Here it's not like that. You're not saying Imru Amen. It's a regular bracha. So you're not supposed to say Amen after his Amen. Again, it's treating the Amen as part of the bracha, which is a common error. Okay. He's talking about things that would prevent a person from having Yichud HaMaisa. And the first thing is, Avulafani Hefshed HaSichus Midas Olukim L'Maisa HaVodahu. The fact is that if you don't have an understanding or an appreciation of what Hashem does for you, then you're not going to focus your Avoda on Him, because you have other forces in the world to contend with. You have a lot of masters and owners. You have to placate them, like over there with the Zohar had different gods, and they had to placate those gods. So if you don't see Hashem as the sole source of everything that happens to you, so it's very hard to have Yichud HaMaisa, because then things you do will naturally be focused on having these other forces do for you, because in your imagination, they are doing something for you. Meaning truly, sincerely, single-mindedly. So when he does something, place, even if he puts on tefillin. So say you're putting on tefillin, you're doing it L'shem Hashem, but you're also doing it because if you don't put on tefillin one day, your neighbor's going to say, hey, how come you didn't put on tefillin? And then maybe they'll tell the manal of your kid's cheder, and maybe they'll tell the shadchan, and it won't look good on the resume that you don't put on tefillin. And it turns out that you're putting on tefillin in order to maintain a certain social standing, which is not bad, but it's not the way things should be. And then he says a startling remark. He says, "Voived bnei adam." It turns out you're worshiping people, meaning you expect to get toelas or hezek from people. Lo habori olsom leisheni yodeh lo makarin yano. He doesn't appreciate the scope of Hashem Echad. I'll call it. What do you think Avodas Kochavim is? It is Mevil Azeh, what brings you to Avodas Kochavim? Sechluso Belokim Yisbarach. Not understanding, so you think Hashem is too above it all, Hashem doesn't deal with such petty, mundane things. Because you don't have the full scope of what Hashem is mashpia upon us. And then he says a startling thing. In fact, he says, there are certain qualities of milus of an ovid kechavim over a faker. Over a faker that's doing things, but he's not doing it for Ratzon Hashem, but he's doing it in order for ulterior motives, whether it's with people to get a benefit from them. People should think he's from, people should think. Which shouldn't think he's not from, whatever the case may be. So he says, an Ovid Kechavim is better than a, we'll call this person a Chonef, he calls him a Tzavua, someone that's not doing things lishma, and he acts like he is. So the chum is better than four things. That doesn't mean if you have a choice between being a chanef or an ovid of avodah zarah, you should pick up avodah zarah. I don't believe chanef is yet b'skila, and a chum is. But he wants to bring out the insidious evil, the insidious evil of the chanef. So I think he just presents it this way. Yeah, no, a guy is better than him. A guy is better than him. Why? Four reasons. And he says some funny things here, and like we have to wonder, does he mean them or not? Like, he says, "Echad mehem ki avi chum bezman hazeh she'ein chazal." When there's no nevuah, ain't a muzer al yedei novi sheyivar retzlo hefsid machshavto ba'osus uvemolsim. He may feel that he's correct. He may feel that this is a path to Hashem. That's my interpretation. And there's no novi around to come tell him that he's doing something wrong. So, I don't know, he has seven mitzvahs, but they know achs. I don't really understand what the Chagin Lovus is saying. But that's what he says. He says, there's no nevuah around, so he holds he's perfect. He holds he's doing the right thing. But the Machnev can't say that. The Machnev knows very well what he's doing. He knows that he's doing it, right, and he's doing it for ulterior motives. Aval the Machnev b'taras alokim, yeshol of taina b'meshekibul min ha-mitzvahs l'avodus alokim. So he knows very well what he's doing. In other words, he's really taking off of his characterization of this person doing things, chonef he calls him, or called him a machnef. But he wants to curry favor with people. It's not the classic word machnef is when you want to curry favor with evildoers. He just wants to curry favor with people. So he called him an Ovid. He said he's like an Ovid. He's Ovid Bnei Adam. He's like an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. He's Ovid Bnei Adam. He's saying, in fact, he's worse. So the first thing is he knows very well what he's doing, and he knows it's wrong, and he doesn't have some mahalach that this is the way to serve. So, and Chavim might very well have that, and there's no chazon, there's no nevuah to come tell him that he's wrong. Vasheni, we'll stop with number two, after the two and four. The Chavim is the star, the moon, the statues, but not someone who's rebelling against Hashem. He's rebelling against Hashem by being over the way to Zara, but he's not worshipping someone who's rebelling against Hashem. Someone who does things because it'll get me into a good school, it'll get me into a good chevra, it'll get me into a good shidduch. So he doesn't care if he plays to a tzaddik, to a rasha, to a good person, to a bad person. He's just playing the field, and he's doing, you know, he's doing what'll benefit him, what he thinks will benefit him, and he doesn't care if the person is an Ovid Hashem or not, or a tzaddik or a rasha. At least Ovid Kechavim is not worshiping someone who's a rasha; he's worshiping Eitz V'Evan, whatever, the sun, the moon, power of the things. Okay, we'll stop here.